Jacksonville-based Southeastern Grocers and its subsidiaries, Bilo and Winn-Dixie, have agreed to a $4.5 million settlement with the U.S. Justice Department and Environmental Protection Agency. The federal government says the grocery chains violated the Clean Air Act. The EPA says the companies haven't been properly maintaining and repairing commercial refrigeration equipment at their grocery stores, which have been leaking ozone-depleting coolants. Damage to the ozone layer can increase cancer-causing ultraviolet solar radiation, and some refrigerants even contribute to climate change. As part of the settlement, Southeastern Grocers agrees to reduce emissions of ozone-depleting gases from refrigeration equipment at 576 stores, begin using non-ozone-depleting refrigerants at all new stores as well as at 15 existing stores, and spend about $4.2 million over the next 3 years to reduce leaks. The company will also pay a $300,000 civil penalty. The settlement is the fourth in a series of national grocery store refrigerant cases after Safeway, Costco, and Trader Joe's faced similar allegations. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.